the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Dear brothers and sisters, dear pilgrims, in the life of St. John the Baptist, whose birth Church celebrates, everything is miraculous and wondrous from the beginning to the end of his life, but even afterwards in the letter of the Church. What is miraculous is his birth from the old and infertile parents, when it was in the natural way completely impossible. His life is miraculous afterwards. The impact of his homily and his baptism that he gave in Jordan, and with that he moved the masses. His recognition when at the highlight of his popularity, of his glory, of his fame among people, he admitted sincerely and he said, "I'm not the one that you are awaiting. He is coming after me." And when he pointed finger at Jesus, when he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." The Church recognized John's greatness, and this was something that was reflected in the celebration of his baptism, for he is the only one along the Blessed Virgin Mary to whom Church celebrates and honors the birth. To all other saints, we celebrate only the day when they died, when they were born to heaven. John is the only one to whom Church celebrates both birth and death. He is honored in the Church. And this was so widespread, especially in the medieval period, that they called the feast that we'll celebrate tomorrow, Christmas, summer Christmas. John remained greatness in the history of the Church, and as such, we celebrate him today. And he does not want to gather people around himself, but to gather us to the greater than we are, and that he prepared just the way for us. Only Jesus, brothers and sisters, can take our sins. As Jesus said to his contemporaries, to him in this moment we can entrust all of our miseries, all of our problems, all of our pains, everything that we came with, and especially all of our sins, that only he can take, that only he can unburden us from that. Let us do that with our sincere heart, just like John's contemporaries did back in those days. Let us repent sincerely for all of our sins. Let us forgive each other, so the Lord may forgive each one of us. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
the
race of St. John the Baptist to make ready a nation fit for Christ the Lord. Give your people, we pray, the grace of spiritual joys, and direct the hearts of all the faithful into the way of salvation and peace. Through Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever.
Ducha Svetoga Bog, po sve vijeke vjekova. Amen.